a poet who's a favorite of mine, this suggested itself because it's written about a specific location in San Francisco, not actually in the Tenderloin, but in the Mission. It's by a poet named Mark Doty, who spent some time in San Francisco, but was more based in New England. He's around today, and I really, really dig his stuff. And this is from his book, My Alexandria. It's about a drag bar in the Mission called Esta Noche, and that's the title of the poem. In a dress with a black tulip sheen, La Fabulosa Lola enters. Late, mounts the stairs to the plywood platform, and begs whoever runs the wobbling spot to turn the lights down to something flattering. When they halo her with a petal-toned gel, she sets to haranguing, shifting in and out of two languages like gowns or genders, to please have a little respect for the girls, flashing the one entrancing and unavoidable gap in the center of her upper teeth. And when the cellophane drop goes black, a new spot coronas her wig, her in a wig fit for the end of a century, and she tosses back her hair, risky gesture, and raises her arms like a widow in a blood tragedy, all will and black lace, and lip syncs you and me against the world. She's a man you wouldn't look twice at in street clothes. 200 pounds of hard living, the gap in her smile sadly narrative, but she's a monument in the mysterious permission of the dress. This is Esta Noche, a Latin drag bar in the Mission, its black door a gap in the face of a battered wall. All over the neighborhood, storefront windows show all night shrined hats and gloves, wedding dresses, first communions frothing lace, gowns of perfection and commencement, fixed promises glowing. In the dress, the color of the spaces between street lamps, Lola stands, unassailable, the dress in which she is, in the largest sense, fabulous. A lesson, a criticism, and a colossus of gender, all fire and irony. Her spine's perfectly erect, only her fluid hands moving and her head turned slightly to one side. She hosts the pageant Wednesdays and Saturdays, and men come in from the streets, the trains, the repair yards, lean together to rank the artifice of the awkward and lovely Lola welcomes onto the stage. Victoria, Elena, Francie, lamé pumps and stockings, and always the rippling night pulled down over broad shoulders and flounced around the hips, liquid, the black silk of Esta Noche, proving that perfection and beauty are so alien they almost never touch. Tonight, she says, put it on. The costume is license and calling. She says, you could wear the whole damn black sky and all its spangles. It's the only night we have to stand on. Put it on. It's the only thing we have to wear.